We are here because we are dedicated to helping the entire CrossFit community. Determined to elevate coaches, box owners, athletes, and everything in between, we believe that this mission will begin right here, right now. While this time and this goal begins with you, our hope is that you take this fire ignited within you and weave it into your own life with the same unrelenting passion to give those you have the privilege of coming in contact with the best hour of their day.
All right, welcome back. Best hour of their day. What a name we came up with, Fern. Best hour of their day.
I just wish that at some point talking to you was the best hour of my day.
What is it going to take? Did you just, you're not on that. Oh, you're on that. Did you just get that text from Chris Russell?
I don't know.
Why is he asking if we did Fran?
It's programmed for Cap today. That's why.
Oh, is that what's going on? You know what? Let's, I got a topic, guys. You know, the little peek behind the curtain. Fern and I.
The peek behind the curtain. You guys remember that scene from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I'm the wizard. Don't look back here. So anyway, typically we have a topic today. I was like, let's just hit record. Let's just chat. And I got a topic thanks to that text. Let's talk about our first introduction to Fran. I've told mine a little bit. I mean, people like hearing my stories over and over again, so I have no problem. I don't enjoy talking about myself per se, but I will today.
Let's make it a little bit spicier, right? So as much as I know that the listeners adore we tell the same fucking story for 500 episodes, guide the ship, since I'm the only one who actually here knows how to drive a fucking boat. And we'll talk
Navy.
About we'll talk about I am qualified to drive different ships.
Can we talk about your Wi-Fi for a second? Yeah. Can we upgrade it? Maybe.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
No, you know what it is.
I'd say it's terrible.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
You're streaming porn at the same time, and you're
not you. We actually need to talk about the amount that you reference porn.
I think it's just pop culture. I don't watch porn.
I don't believe. I think you just lied to the listeners just outright just now.
Yeah, this episode is going downhill real fast.
Well, when Jay was like, "We're not going to have a topic," then that was the crux of all of it.
And I came up with the topic. But what's your excuse for your Wi-Fi while we're at it?
I was trying to download the episode from the grad program, and I was trying to transcode from that too. Like,
well, what Fern is referring to is our Affiliate U grad program, where once you graduate Affiliate U, you move on to our grad program, where we have calls with some awesome leaders in the industry. So
yeah, today was a good one. We talked about websites and building and SEO and leads and how to manage all that. But where I was going with that is,
but your Wi-Fi is significantly better. So
it wasn't the Wi-Fi. Porn. It was just processing that, trying to get that download. That's what it
that's
was.
That's Wi-Fi, Fern. That is exactly Wi-Fi.
Nope. That's not what
Katie,
it was.
Yeah. Katie's giving me the look. I win. I won that one. Katie, write that down.
Where I was going to go with this is, we could talk about Fran, but then we can talk about Cap and programming. So let's wrap this all together, right? It's just like right. Yeah, this is why I'm the brains of the operation. But there was somebody sent us several people sent us a podcast that Ben Bergeron did. I don't know, was it yesterday?
A dozen people.
Okay. And one of the pieces in there was, I don't know if the statement, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to, so I'm going to give you roughly what the statement was, is like giving your members a 8-minute workout is a disservice. Roughly. So that is not a direct quote, but that is the crux of the idea of something that he brought up in the podcast. So it does beg the question, since you brought up Fran, is like, should you be programming Fran and only Fran in a workout? And I think something else that he brought up in there was, you know, the only living in this 8 to 15 minute time frame, you know, is not going to get as good results as going to the 55 or 20, right? Again, these are not direct quotes. Feel free to go listen to the podcast. And that is where you're going to get way more out of, because that's more often than what people are dealing with in real life, to which I have some disagreements, but whatever.
Yeah, who's doing something in real life that requires their heart rate to be elevated for 20 minutes, other than working out?
Goes that argument. So yeah, the
I mean, right. You know,
I mean, if you have a manual labor job or something like that, maybe if you're dealing with an emergency, a firefighter potentially fighting a fire could be doing that for extended periods of time. But even if you're a police officer, a foot chase is going to be 25 minutes long, right? I got plenty of people. They're like, listen, man, 400 meters, bro, like max. So otherwise, I'm getting in the car and driving this dude down. Like that's how it's going to work. So, yeah, let's talk about Fran. Like, should you program? What is the benefit? And then do you disagree or agree with some of those statements? So a little bit more text, right? So CAP is out, you know, CrossFit's affiliate programming that is headed up by the team from Ham Plans, Austin Spencer. And then they, Comtrain just made an announcement yesterday, giving away affiliate programming for free, right? They go full free model.
That's cool though.
Disclosure. Yeah. Full disclosure. I have no insight as to why, it doesn't matter. It's none of my business.
I can tell you why. I can tell you exactly why. By the way, did you start downloading something again? Cause you got super choppy again.
No.
Fern, like, I just want to say, like, we're doing okay as a business. If you want to upgrade your Wi-Fi, I'm okay with the business covering that.
Oh, really? You're okay with an extra? Are you okay with the $25?
It's
you stop talking about the $25 for transfers. Got it. Yeah, we can play this game all day, all fucking day, bro. We'll play this game all day.
I don't know why you get so upset by that.
Because you keep bringing it up.
Yeah, it's $25 12 times a year. That's $300. Was that 300?
Nope.
10, 250. Yeah, no, that's all right. That's 300. Anyway, I could tell you why. I mean, I'm speculating, of course, but.
So then you can't tell us why.
I could speculate. There's slightly.
Well, we can all speculate. Yeah, I don't think we could talk about. You stated that as it was you were going to throw a fact at everybody.
I don't think it takes a lot of, you know, I look, don't make assumptions, but I'm going to assume. It's because, hey, CAP's coming out there and they're feeling the heat. That's all. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I mean, my assumption or my guess would be like, I don't think that's their swim lane. I think the individual programming line, like that's their deal, right? Which I would agree with. Like, I think that's a good product. And I think that is, you know, kind of like know your lane type deal. However, we don't know is the short answer, right? They decided to give it away. And what was the name of the podcast, Katie? Like the secret sauce to affiliate programming or something like that?
The secret sauce of programming.
The secret sauce of programming. So there is none. We'll just go with that. There is no secret sauce to programming.
There is no, yeah.
as somebody who's done quite a bit of programming. But yeah, so I think he had a couple things in there. And again, maybe this is like to get traffic. So well done. Bravo. If you don't know how that works, like
hey, we're talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it. So I disagree with that. So I have some disagreements with some of the stuff he says in there. Not all of it. I think Ben's a smart dude. I respect a lot of things that he's done. But one of them is like, so anybody that's not aware with that Comtrain almost always has multiple pieces to it. Right. So strength plus a Metcon plus strength or some sort of skill work into a Metcon. You know, so I disagree that you should always do that. And we've talked about this ad nauseum, which is the coaching aspect becomes very challenging, right? Very, very, very challenging. And I'm always like, listen, videotape it. Like what we're going to find out is that the service or the product, which is the coaching, suffers because of that, like almost always. In very rare instances, but not. And we're talking about high level coaches when I make this statement. I'm an average Joe that's just doing this who doesn't have a ton of experience on the floor. The coaching is just non-existent. Like it's just not a thing. It's just herding cats. But where I would disagree with him is like not everybody needs to do muscle ups. Not everybody needs to walk on their hands. You know, should we be kind of driving towards that in some capacity? Yes, right. I think we could all agree that like our job is to kind of push the envelope a little bit. And Jay likes to speak in absolutes. I do not, right? But I don't think it's that you should never pair a strength plus a Metcon, and I don't think that you should never just have a 2-minute workout in the class.
I agree with both of those statements. I think if you're always doing strength and Metcon, that's not variance. right? And it also doesn't allow for certain things that you should do. For example, just a straight up heavy day where it's like you go so hard in that 5x5 because you're not concerned of what's coming next, or doing a 20 minute, you know, for example, I think we're doing Mary tomorrow at the box, you know, but I don't want to do a strength before that because I want to give it my all for Mary. And also if I'm coaching Mary 20 minutes, you know, if I want to practice handstand pushups or pistols or even stringing pull-ups together for that workout, where is there time to do anything else? So, you know, I've always said this about all programming. If you go to CrossFit.com, you are not creating anything new. Too many people think, oh, like, look at me, I've created EMOMs. Cool. Chelsea's been around for 15 years. It's a 30-minute EMOM, right? Oh, right. I'm creating double days. Back in the day, there used to be like run a mile, rest, work up to a max bench, or the test, I believe there was a 30 muscle up, 1 mile test. Like there's plenty of double days out there. There's triple days. Anything someone thinks they're creating has been there on CrossFit.com. And ultimately, it doesn't, we've said this time and time again, programming is insignificant at your box. We had Austin Maliolo in our coaches group, and he made a super valid point, which is no one's coming in off the streets understanding or having any knowledge of where your programming is coming from. So someone right. comes off the street, they're like, oh man, I was going to join here, but you're doing CAP and I'm big into Comtrain, or you're doing Comtrain and, you know, I was thinking about doing, you know, for the win, whatever, you know, whatever there is out there. So programming is insignificant. Full disclosure, I did not listen to this podcast that he put out there. I was completely intending on talking about myself for the next 20 minutes. So you're going to have to fill me in a little bit.
So I got to listen to those snippets. I was trying to get, so, but Katie, what were some of your, so you did listen to the podcast in its entirety, correct?
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
So a couple things. So you sent me some, as you always do, notes on the podcast. What were your main takeaways? Cause I think this is a little bit more relevant for people that would actually fall probably in your camp, Katie, that haven't been around for a while and can kind of zoom out a little bit and say, okay, I see where all of this is going. But what were your main takeaways as a newer, right? You've done your level one and your level two. So it's not like you're a newbie, but what were kind of your takeaways from the podcast? Good, bad, hard to tell.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things, kind of what you guys were just talking about, he opened up with talking about the importance of programming in your box and how programming can't be that important, because if people don't show up, then how does programming matter? And so he was talking about the number one metric should be average attendance per week, per client per week. So I thought that was an interesting take. And then you talk about the secret sauce. He said the secret sauce is, of course, not programming, but it's that it's the desired stimulus of a workout. So whatever you program, it's the intended stimulus based upon the different groups. And he also talked about, I kind of got tripped up. I knew he was talking about CrossFit New England specifically, but I don't know if Comtrain offers this. I don't have enough knowledge of it, but he says that at least at CFNE, there are three buckets that he has people in. So there's the compete category, the train category, right, and then the sweat category. And so programming is like the compete category would do Fran as written or Amanda as written. And then it would be changed or tailored, not scaled. He liked that word instead of scaled.
Can I interrupt you for a second, Katie? Yeah. Sometimes things that bother me are when people try to like act like they're reinventing the wheel, like,
right.
Oh, I call it tailored. It's fucking scaling. Like it's scaling. Scaling,
just right? Like knock it off. Like
I'm modifying. I'm adapting.
I'm adapting. Is a different term, whatever, yeah. It's just silly. Right? It's just like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Come on, dude. It. Like, and I'm very, I think Ben is a great human being. I've known him for a very long time. I think he's very smart. I'm very proud of how far he's come in this space. He's got amazing books. I've read of Effortless. He's featured in it. Like, he's a fucking really awesome dude. But I think at certain times, some people, not just him, like get to this point where it's like, I'm, you know, and you see it, we've seen it in the CrossFit space and all people that I respect, but the Ripitos, the Storettes, even Rob Wolf, like they get so big and they're like, I need to separate myself. I need to stand out. What's wrong with just being really strong in the CrossFit community? What's wrong with just being someone that is behind the thing that they fell in love with and wants to help people improve at that? Like, that's what we do. Like, and I didn't mean to get to that point where we're tooting our own horn. I will, I will toot our own horn, but it's like, we've never stepped away from CrossFit. We've never tried to pretend like we created this thing or we're making it better. We're just simply two, I don't know, soldiers, warriors. I mean, I'm a warrior. Maybe Fern's kind of like my sidekick, if you will. Yeah. Batman and Robin, if you will.
Yeah, something like that.
Superman, Wonder Woman, maybe.
Yeah. I'll wear a skirt.
And you know, I hope people pick up on that. Like, you know, we bleed CrossFit.
One thing I did want to say, Katie.
I appreciated that rant though. I appreciate that. I was fully on board. I was like, why? I'm like, why? I'm like, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. I was like, we're wordsmithing now. Like we're reinventing this. It's like, if it was synonyms, I'd be like, it all means the same shit.
And semantics. Right. And let me throw one other thing while we're on it, while I've already interrupted you, Katie, what was it?
Compete, train, and sweat.
You know what that is? That's your fucking whiteboard brief,
right?
Where I'm giving a stimulus. Hey guys, you know, those of you that are training real hard, I want you to go for a sub 5 minute Fran today. Like, you know, even, I mean, that's not great, right? We saw Fern threw it on a 2:34 Fran, hardly training. Like that's fucking elite, right?
And hey, for guys, the record, that concept of three levels is like 5 years old, right? Number one, Comtrain didn't make that up, right? So I'm just going to throw that out there now. Pat Barber was doing this year ago.
Greg Glassman was doing this in 2001 at the
and for the record, Cap does that as well. But if we're going to play the semantics game, it's like, it's called RX intermediate beginner, right? It's the same shit, right? So part that, again, I agree with you, like this is aggravation to me. It's just like, dude, we get it. Like you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth here when you say like, all right, well, it's not important, but ours is really better because we use different terms for the same thing. We're calling an orange a fruit. And I'm like, right. I got it. Okay.
How dare you interrupt me interrupting Katie?
It's a two-way interruption. It's a two-way interruption.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, and by the way, Ben's welcome on the podcast for the record.
And he's not the only offender of this, right? Like, yeah, I'm sure I've done this at some point too, but I really try to not do that anymore, right? Because it's not like this is, I personally, because I've been told this before, like that is those types of things that is not for the listener, right? Or the consumer, like that is for the person saying it.
Yeah. And right? I will say,
is like, that for you or for them type deal? Like that's for you.
Again, I have nothing but respect. If I were a box owner right now, I would have to consider Comtrain for affiliates. Like if it's free, I know Cap is as well, but at some point, if I had to pay for Cap and Comtrain was free, I would 1000% consider switching to it.
It's a good product. I'm not poo-pooing on Comtrain at all. I do think there's some errors with it. I have talked to Denise Thomas about this at length. And I think to some degree, she agrees with my assessments on that. But again, at the end of the day, it's more about your ability to execute the programming as a coach on the floor than it is about the programming, right? Like a good coach could take that and run a really awesome class, I think, but a good coach would be honest about it and say, hey, there's some specific things that suffered here due to the amount of things that were in the class.
Yeah. Okay. Katie, stop giving us that look and go on.
The only thing I was going to say to wrap up, and I'll stop talking, is that I like
too much for
too much. In my CrossFit life as a coach, I've listened to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast and Chasing Excellence. Like those are the two podcasts that I listen to. Katie pre Best Hour of Their Day, because I was started listening to Chasing Excellence prior to this podcast, which is obviously superior. I did. Well, when I first started coaching, I had a friend then share with me Best Hour of Their Day, and it was obviously way better and lights out.
Changed your life, in my opinion.
It literally changed my life in so many ways.
Have you unsubscribed from Chasing Excellence on your podcast?
I have not unsubscribed because I listened to the episodes. Yesterday.
I wasn't going to do this on the air. I don't like
fire
to,
me
but,
again. Man,
I have to fire you. I have to fire you today.
I'm going to fire you because you didn't even listen to the podcast and we're talking about it.
Right. There you go.
Okay. But
bottom line, I am to Best Hour. I won't
listen. That's how devoted. You won't listen to literally any other podcast. Okay. All I was going to say is Katie of the past pre Best Hour, listening to that episode, it was very well like thought out and put into play. But if you listen to Best Hour of Their Day, just in comparison to the way that you guys discuss the concepts of CrossFit, best hour of their day is CrossFit. Not that, you know, CFNE or Comtrain isn't, but just listening to that, it was easy to get swept up in what he was saying, how he was presenting it versus the content. And then I knew, like, when I got down to the scaling versus tailoring, like, I was chuckling because I knew you guys would not like those words. And it was just funny thinking and listening to it through that lens. So yeah, that was all I was going to say.
Okay.
That's all you say.
There's nothing. I'm saying that it's better. Like, it's through the lens, like, best hour of their day is so CrossFit. Like, that's what we are.
What am I going to do? I know this. Like, you're telling me shit I've known for years.
I know, but I'm saying, okay, that's great. You are a host of the show. I'm saying people listening to the show.
If they're listening, they know that, Katie.
Fern said, like me, like he asked me specifically. I know you kept answering, even though the question was directed at me. So from my coaching perspective, having been in this space only for 4 years, that is my take. So I will go back and mute myself.
No, it's okay. Jay is awaiting to talk, or it's okay.
No, we appreciate that. For the record, I've got a baby waking up, so I'm slightly distracted by her. Because if Roz comes home and finds out about this,
the baby,
I'm in trouble.
The baby's just in the crib, just fine. You're
is
in
that
trouble.
Okay? Is that okay? Yeah. She doesn't seem to be crying.
It's
listening.
It's totally fine. So I, you know, and it's
Katie, we do appreciate that. And you know, one of the things you've said when you met us in person. And we're going to see each other again at the Rogue Invitational. We're super excited about that. So if you guys are going to the Rogue Invitational,
come see
us. Yeah, we'd love to get together with you guys. We've never wavered from day one. From the moment, was that Tyler? Is Tyler home today?
She was like, go back in the closet. Don't come out.
He literally just walked behind her and he's in the closet. Did I tell you to come out? There's a note on the door. Is that your feeding schedule for Tyler when you feed him?
Yes, that's what it
when
is.
When you let him out, I should let him out.
Did you break his ankles like Misery style? No, I think, you know, I found CrossFit literally the day I found CrossFit. I've not done anything else, you know, from Chair There He Is Again, from anything else. And, you know, we've had a conversation with David Weck. I don't know if that'll be before or after this. And we talked about, like, you know, the whole Glassman thing and all that. And I think, I mean, let's not forget when this went down, Ben was at the forefront telling people to jump ship. Right. And, you know, community fitness, et cetera. And we're not getting into that, but I think the bigger picture is, you know, we push CrossFit, we push the community. And so some people out there, while they may think what they're doing is benefiting the community, it's actually dividing it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, and again, this has nothing to do with the program. I think there will be a ton of people that will stay on Comtrain or go to Comtrain. And again, that's great. I said from the beginning, like, I'm personally indifferent to what program you use at your affiliate. I am far more concerned with what that looks like in execution. Like, that's all I care about. I don't care if you use CAP or not. I think you should. I'm a fan of the machine and CrossFit and those guys, and I think it's good. And I think the resources that they're going to continue to layer into CAP are going to be tremendous, right? And I don't think you're paying for the programming. I think you're paying for a lot of the things that will come with that. That's what I think is truly valuable. We talked about that at length on a previous podcast. This is one where I think it's worth diving into, you know, at least to the extent we can on such a short time period. But, like, there's value in understanding the concept of variance and understanding the concept of intensity, which is there value to going to 20 to 25 minutes? Absolutely. I don't think enough people do that. Right? Or 30 minutes or 40 minutes. I don't know what the workout today here it is. I can't remember. But it's long. It is a Metcon mash, all metabolic conditioning.
I can tell you what it is because I see Lindsay posting about it. The 600 meter run and the lunges and the sumo deltaipo.
No, that was yesterday. But the
that was a long one too. That was 16 and change and she's fit.
Yeah, I think it was longer. I think it was closer to 8 to 20. But and the way was like closer to 20. But the point is there's still value in the other, which is going back to understanding the value of variance, because you want those really short, hard bouts of intensity. And for your average Joe, you don't need to do more than that. Like, if we're thinking of somebody who's not a competitive athlete, who does not pay their bills exercising fast, that stuff doesn't matter. Doing multiple training sessions in a day is not really that valuable. And this is before we talk about the loading that we're going to put on your average person, road training age, in your gym every day, right? And even with scaling, right, you could end up having too much volume, right, as you go in there. And I think those are the kind of things to be considered. If I'm going to lift heavy every single day, even if we're changing planes or, you know, how it's mediated, shoulder, hip, anything like that, push, pull, we have to consider overall volume. And again, treating this not like it's not a game season, but like this is a 10-year endeavor, I think is the lens that we should all be looking at this through. And I think people get wrapped around the games and like, I got to get this within a year. Why? What does a year have to do with anything? Like, I just had one of our members just had their 10-year anniversary. 10-year anniversary here at CrossFit Rife. It's actually probably longer than that. But I know for a fact it was at least 10 years, right? She's fit.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean,
she's fit. She's retired. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's fit, man.
Look around. I mean, that's what I love. I've told this on the podcast before. There was this dude, Eric, when I was at North Naples CrossFit. You know, shout out to Dario. And I saw him come in on day one and he was like bottom of the pack when it came to workouts, and slowly he just moved up. And I remember vividly one day watching him do bar muscle ups in a workout. And I was like, this is CrossFit. This dude has been coming in for 9-12 months, does the workout, literally pieces out right away, rides his bike out, his biking home, and he's got freaking muscle ups. And he wasn't like this incredibly athletic or fit dude to begin with. He just was consistent. And that's what your programming should do. And I would argue it had far less to do with what our programming was and far more to do with A, the coaching kept him involved, kept him excited to be there. And B, most importantly, he showed up and tried hard. If you have decent coaching, I see that you're shifted onto your toes a little bit. Decent coaching is making the people so happy to come back that they come in 5 days a week and eventually they get muscle ups. And yeah, I remember times where I'd stick around and help him with his kip or help him with, you know, different movements because he cared. But ultimately, there is something to be said about the fact that people need to take ownership of their own CrossFit and fitness journey and show up regularly. But as a box owner and as a coach there, you should be providing such exceptional value that they want to do that. And that Eric had no idea if we were doing CrossFit.com, Comtrain, NC, or any other, you know, of the dozen out there. All he knew was, hey, these guys are fun. They care about me. So I'm going to keep coming in.
Yeah. And that's the goal. Going back to like, not just having like the most average, like I agree wholeheartedly with Ben's statement is like attendance is a huge metric. Right. And I would argue that your programming has jack to do with that. It has a minimal amount to do with that. Right. If your programming sucks and it's not fun, like people aren't going to show. Right. But this whole thing, I would push really strongly at people like, well, when I do a heavy day, people don't show up. I'm like, that's got nothing to do with the day.
Yeah.
That's your, like, because you have not yet to figure out how to make heavy days fun and educate people on what the stimulus. Heavy days here are packed, packed house. Like, we had 55 people. Easy. Like, just packed, just lifting heavy weights. So I that is what's important. And I think really what we're always stressing is just at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is your ability to educate, inspire, and entertain when people walk in for the 60 minutes, right? And whether you're doing a Metcon plus a strength or a skill Metcon or just a 2-minute run, you should be chasing in that endeavor. And it should be fun regardless of what that looks like with regard to programming.
All right. Typically, I would have stopped the episode there, but the listeners heard about 50% of what you said, Fern, because your internet sucks. You're downloading something. So I'm going to wrap up this episode today. I'm going to wrap it up with a story.
About yourself.
About myself, yes. So, you know, you find CrossFit and at some time you do Fran for the first time. And back in 2007, you knew it was kind of important. You didn't understand that this is like the how much you bench of CrossFit. So you do it. And I think the very first time I did it was like 9 or 10 minutes. But even back then, I was like, wow, you know, you, you finished a workout RX and 45 pull-ups in any given workout was somewhat of a big deal. And I go to my level one, October 2007, I drive to Toronto. And back in the day, the level one was like just a smashing. It was bottom to bottom to bottom squats, fight gone bad, another workout sprinkled in there. And then middle of day one, right before lunch, you do Fran. And the way the level one worked back then was if you had attended the level one and then you come back, you're actually taking your level two and you would get your level two. But those level two people, and those were like the John Gilsons, the E.C. Sinkowskis, Anthony Bainbridge, an old school name. They were all there taking, you know, taking it again as a level two. And those guys all served as judges for us about to hit Fran. And when I say judges, it's more just glorified rep counters. So I don't remember who was watching me, but I'm going in the second heat. I wanted to get it done with. I wanted a heat to kind of see what's going on, warm up. I'm like, all right. So my judge comes over to me and I'm like, look, I don't want to make a big deal of this right now, but I'm probably going to do this in about 8 minutes. So I don't know if you want to get the cameras out. I don't know if you guys want to make a circle around me and just cheer me on, but this is going to be fairly impressive. Maybe go get Coach Glassman so he can see this. So I start off and a dude about four or five slots in front of me, when I'm on the 15s, he walks off the floor. I'm like, man, I didn't know you can quit in the middle of a workout. Like I'm in the 15s. Like that guy's like, you know, the P word. And he was a jacked dude. So I finish eight, you know, Pat Sherwood comes over. He's trying to teach me how to kip. I'm like, dude, step back. I got an 8 minute Fran over here, Pat. Let me teach you how to kip after this thing. And I finished the workout at 8:33. Turns out that wasn't impressive then, nor is it impressive now. And the guy that I thought quit years later, I found out was Joe DeGain. He did not quit. He just had about a 3 minute Fran back in 2007. So long story short, I was and continue to be impressed with myself. Very few people are impressed with me. And Madison's crying, so I gotta go.
So you never miss an episode of the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel and on all major podcasting platforms at Best Hour of Their Day. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being a part of the best hour of our day. See you next time.
You've heard me talk about it before, and I'm truly not joking. I'm being 100% genuine. I love Doc Spartan products. I use it every day. I talk about the Sex Panther Beard Balm. That's literally what is in my beard right now. And I use all of the scrubs, my favorite being the coffee scrub, just in the shower, gives you the tingles, gives you the feels. I love it. And there's so many other great products. I use their deodorant. I've used their hand care when I've had tears. Just check them out. It's veteran owned, you know, guy that was in the military serving our country, Dale. I got to know him over the years and he's just a great dude. And I started buying his products and he reached out to me and said, hey, we want to support the show and we appreciate it. And I just want you guys to not only support Doc Spartan and Dale, but also reap the benefits. If you want to be sexy like me, then you want to check out Doc Spartan products, 15% off with the code BESTHOUR. That's BESTHOUR for 15% off anything at their website, docspartan.com. Check out the coffee scrub and definitely check out the beard balm. And ladies, there's stuff for you too. So head on over to docspartan.com, use the code BESTHOUR and save 15%.
You started your business to help others. Somewhere along the way, you lost the capability of doing it on your own. Imagine how much different your business would be with an extra $10,000. Would you pay your rent? Would you buy new equipment? Would you pay your coaches more? Would you pay yourself? What if you could do that and donate to others? We started our business to help you. Finally, a payment solution for the micro gym space. We are proud to introduce you to WheelPay, a platform that allows you to both save money and be generous. With giving partners like the Phoenix, the Navy SEAL Foundation, the Green Beret Project, and other charitable organizations, you can trust that your donations will make a massive difference in the lives of others. Saving has never been easier. Giving has never been easier. Pay better. Do better. We'll pay.